Bob Reed. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, Book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
That's all.
James gives very good instructions for each and every person that would read these verses that James just read for us from James chapter 3. The fact that there are people today, and have always been people, who are prideful, who are resentful to God and His instructions. There have always been people down through the ages who thought that they were wiser than others. Some thought they were wiser than God, or as wise as God. Many today think they are wise and above others, and that you're foolish if you believe in God. Many present to us a picture of people that want to control us. They want to look down on us and dictate to us everything that we say, think, and do, because they label us as fools. They consider us as being foolish people who would believe in God. They consider us to be foolish people who would believe in the Word of God. They consider us to be foolish people who believe in the value of being a man or a woman, and simply that. So, if we could persuade more people to read the Bible and understand the hundreds of years that it took to bring it into being, that God breathed, He spoke to various men for 1,600 or so years. And those 40 men lived over a period of time that many of them didn't even know each other, were centuries apart. And everything they wrote is a complete harmony. Yet, a lot of people today look at the book and say, take that book out of schools. Take it out of motels. Take it out of doctor's offices. Take it away. Take it out of your life, because it's just that. It's a book for fools. Yet we know and we believe that God is true, that God is real, that the Word of God is true. And so we live in a time similar to what's always faced people, yet it's more evident to us today because we have social media, we have news at our fingertips. I don't know how much of it's true, but news comes to us nonetheless in a rapid pace. And so there's the question of right and wrong. There's the question of who is wise and who is foolish. And there's a push by many people today in society and throughout society, and yes, even in some governing officials, not only here but around the world, who with a push to say that you're foolish, you don't know how to raise your children. You're foolish, you don't know that a man and a woman, that there should be numerous of them that can be lovers together rather than one man and one woman. You're foolish if you believe that there's only two genders. And so, who is a wise man? Who is a wise person? Well, God gives us those instructions. And we're going to look at these this morning for a little while. But in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, as James Graves just read from from the book of James this morning, we see that we notice what he talks about, the fact of being wise and being foolish. But he goes on and says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So good conduct in life reflects a person who is wise. Bad conduct in life reflects people that are foolish. So who's tearing the world apart? Who's causing the uproars? Who's causing the problems? It is those that are foolish, that do not believe in God and truth and right. He goes on and talks about, but if you have bitter envy, and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. We understand that this is in reference to people who speak out against the truth of God and speak out against Christianity and speaking out against those that would do good. But look at those verses. If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, what is in general the idea of many in society today? They are self-seeking in their hearts for their own good, their own gain, their own will, their own way, and they want to hush anyone who would oppose them with the truth. We go on and we look at the rest of these verses, and he talks about, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from heaven, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. So those around us today who are acting in such a capacity as this, it tells us just exactly where their wisdom come from. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Think about it. What does that describe? For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Sound familiar? Does it look familiar? There are people who are self-seeking. Selfish. They want their own domain. They don't want us to have the freedom to worship God and do our will. They consider us as fools. And what happens is, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So confusion is going on around us in society, in the lifestyles of people, in the way that law is being enforced or not enforced, the way that criminals are being punished or not punished. You see the result of foolishness that comes from not believing in God and listening to His wisdom. He goes on then and talks about the importance of doing these things. But he says, but the wisdom, verse 17, that is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. A wise person will look to God above and His Word for guidance, because wisdom that's from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So in my life, in your life today, the best thing we can do is obey God's Word ourselves and work to do what's right and hopefully make peace among men by doing what's right. And don't let evil and foolish things override and overcome us. Well, let's look about some things concerning who is a wise man. We just mentioned there in James 3, verses 13 and 18, a wise person is one who lives a good life. We live a good life by learning what a good life is from God and applying those principles to us and obeying God. Well, who is a wise man? It's one who respects their parents. Look over to Proverbs chapter 13, and we're going to be looking at several verses in the book of Proverbs this morning in the next 20 minutes or so concerning who is a wise person or who is a wise man. One who respects their parents. Proverbs 13 and verse 1. A wise son heeds his father's instructions. Think about that. A wise person is one who respects their parents. They heed their father's instructions. So what happens is, when the chain of authority, God and man and woman, parents and children, when that chain of authority gets out of line, when it gets out of kilter, when someone doesn't follow it, there's a problem. So when people do not respect their parents, who are godly parents or are good parents, morally good parents, and they don't respect them, problems arise. Look at the rest of that verse says, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. So children won't listen to their parents, and so they're foolish. Those who have good parents, and so the Solomon is talking about parents that would fear God and love God and do His will, because he says the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. So one who respects their parents is wise. And we need to have more of that today. First of all, we need to have parents that are godly parents and children who will listen to their parents. Proverbs 15 and verse 5. Look at that verse. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. There are people today who will tell you in society and even in government that your children don't really belong to you. They belong to them. They are the governments. They belong to the land. Your children don't really belong to you. They belong to me. One leader in one of the greatest nations on earth, one of the most powerful nations on earth, recently said that these are my children. That's what people would like to have. They would like to have control over us. And what is that? That's self-seeking. That's against God. That's really foolishness. But they will mark us as foolish. Who is wise? One who respects their parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your parents, that it may be well with you and you may live long on this earth. Honoring parents. We need to have godly parents first, and secondly, we need to have children who will honor and respect their parents. Thirdly, who is a wise man? One who hearkens to counsel. We keep talking about current events from time to time from this pulpit, and you know, we live in a time, if we live today, we're living in current events. Not history, not future. One of my teachers, several of them, but one of them especially when I was in grammar school, she was really involved in current events. And every day she wanted you to tell her something that's going on in the community or in the news. And one of our teachers in high school that taught history, every class you went to her, she would just ask you openly. Sometimes she'd call on one or two or three. She'd say, what's going on today? What's the current event? What's the headlines? She wouldn't know if you were being alert. But one who hearkens to counsel. Proverbs 12 and verse 14. Think about that. 12 and verse 15. Let's read that verse. One who hearkens to counsel. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Now, we're talking about the counsel of God. That's what Proverbs is, the writer Solomon is talking about, obeying God. The whole thing is about obeying God, fearing God, doing His will. One who hearkens to counsel, one who will listen to good instruction that's right from God, one who will listen to good wisdom, is a wise person. Proverbs 12, verse 15. So it's important that we listen to God's counsel. Look to Psalms chapter 33, if you will. Let's read just a few verses. Psalms chapter 33, and we'll look at verses 10 through 12. Proverbs 33, verses 10 through 12. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people who has chosen as His own inheritance. The nation that will listen to who? God. The nation that will listen to what counsel? The counsel of God. Because nations and people that listen to the counsel of the ungodly are going to have some problems. Look at me, if you will, to the book of Psalms. Back up about 30 chapters from where you were just then to chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And here he says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who's a wise man? One who hearkens counsel. Which counsel? The counsel that comes from God, because otherwise it's not good counsel. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But, verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. How much better could I be as a person? How much better could society be and life around us be if more people will heed what? The counsel of God. A wise person will heed God's counsel. The foolish turn their backs on God. They turn their eyes away from Him, and they bring about foolish and unwise actions. We can be wise if we'll hearken to the counsel of God. Again, who is a wise person? Who is a wise man? One who refrains his lips. Go back over to Proverbs. Back to the next book. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. In the multitude of words, sin is lacking. But he who refrains or restrains his lips is wise. It goes back to the old adage, think before you speak. Think before we speak. So, one who refrains his lips. James chapter 1 and verse 19, James chapter 3 and verse 2 that we were in earlier this morning when we begin this lesson talks about a wise man, a wise person is one who was able to control his tongue. One who is able to refrain his lips. So, if we want to be wise people, we need to learn to think before we speak and try to speak the things that are of God, the things that are right, the things that are just, things that are honest, things that are pure, things that are good report. Think on those things and let those things, let truth come from our lips. We'll be wise if we do. Otherwise, if we don't refrain our lips and be careful of what comes out, and then at a certain time, hold our peace and don't say anything, but also at the proper time, say what needs to be said. The Bible teaches that for good people. Who is wise? One who can refrain his lips and speak at the appropriate time with the appropriate words. I wish I'd learned to do that earlier. I wish I could do it better today. Well, who is a wise man? One who wins souls. Proverbs 11 and verse 30. I told you we're going to stay in this book quite a bit. Proverbs 11 and verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Winning souls. Winning souls. You look around today and you see people trying to win others over. They're trying to win others over to their way. They're trying to win others over to the ways of the world. They're going out in force to try to win others over to things that are decaying the morals of people. They're trying to win others over to things that are unrighteous rather than things that are righteous. Look around and listen and open your eyes and watch this week. There are masses of people who are trying to win you over and our children over and our neighbors over to the idea that there's more than two sexes. That it's okay to claim to be one, two, or three genders. That it's okay to mutilate young boys and girls, their bodies, and make a sex change. These are people who are winning people over to things that are degrading, that are evil, that are wrong, that are disgusting, that is sinful. Who is wise? One who wins souls. We need to pray trying to save the souls of those that are lost in the quagmire of sin. Help them to realize right from wrong. What God says about gender, what God says about life, what He says about marriage, what God says about salvation. We'll be wise if we'll take the Word of God and put it in front of us and read it and let it saturate within us and let it go before us and share it with others. One who wins souls is wise. We are to win souls. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The gospel saves, Romans 1:16. People can't be saved without hearing the gospel, Romans 10 and verse 17. What do we need to be doing? We need to be winning souls. If we win souls to the truth, then error will be diminished. If we win souls to the truth and they come to an obedience to the truth, then more people will understand that homosexuality and transgender and the things that's going on around us today that is rapid and rampant is wrong. Who's wise? One that wins souls. What's going to help us? Live the Word of God, obey the Word of God, and share it with others. Save souls with the truth. That's a wise person. Who's a wise person? One who fears evil and departs from it. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 16. Notice what he says. A wise man fears and departs from evil. Evil is nothing new. It's been going on since the history of man. We know how bad it was in the days of Noah. The thoughts of man were only evil continually. Today there's evil versus good. Today there's a lot of evil going on in the hearts of men. There's a lot of wrong going on. If we're wise, we'll fear evil. We'll fear the results of evil. And we'll depart from it. We'll have no part of what people are pushing on us. We'll try to teach our children to have no part in the things that are wrong. We will try to have no part in error, religious error, false teaching, false doctrine. We'll try to teach our children to have no part in that. Are we wise? Well, who is wise? One that hears and obeys the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 7. We're just about finished, folks, with this lesson. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. We could have said that one first and left all these others off, because all these other points are involved and entwined in one who hears and obeys the Lord. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. Who's a wise man? One that builds his house on the rock. And when the winds and the rains and the storms of life and the temptation of sin comes, that house will stand firm. But a foolish man is one who builds his house on the sand. And the storms come, the winds blow, and the rains come upon it, and great was the fall thereof. How can we be wise? Build our faith, build our hopes, build our life on the everlasting rock, the solid rock on God. Because in that we see that though wise man, those things came and it did not fall. It was founded on the rock. So in Matthew chapter 7, we see one who hears and obeys the Lord is a wise person. Very quickly, who is a wise person? One who is prepared. Winter's coming, we need to prepare for it. Rain's coming, let's prepare for it. Storm's coming, let's prepare for it. Death is coming and judgment's coming. A wise person is one that's prepared for death, will be prepared for judgment, and will be prepared to go to hell. In Matthew 25, 1 through 13, the wise and foolish virgins, the bridegroom came, the foolish did not go in because they were not prepared. The wise went in because they trimmed their lamps, they brought enough, and they were prepared. Are we prepared for death? Are we prepared for eternity? If not, behold, now is the time to prepare. So we've talked about some of the things this morning the Bible says makes a wise person. Are you wise? Am I wise? We don't boast in that matter at all. What we need to do is understand that the wise person is one who fears and obeys God, that almost him or herself to God, walks in his way, believes his word and obeys it, applies it to our life, and shares it with others in hopes that we can teach others and bring them to Christ also. I want to be wise, don't you? I want to be ready. Go to God and get wisdom, and we can be ready. We can be prepared, and we can sustain ourselves in this life to be prepared for the next. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're willing to confess that, repent of your sins and be baptized, you can leave this building a child of God. Perhaps